display in the final.
Yes, thanks to Channel 9, Novak Djokovic makes it 9 from 9 in Grand Slam finals at Melbourne Park. Absolutely remarkable. And right now, the one and only Miwa Bloomer joins us live from Melbourne Park as the Australian Open 2021 draws to a close. Thanks for joining us, Miwa.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, first things first, incredible stuff there. Novak Djokovic with an absolute procession over Medvedev, 7-5, 6-2, 6-2. Probably a little bit more comfortable than many expected.
Definitely. I think going in, people thought there was a bit more of an even chance. Maybe even thought this might not be Djokovic's year, particularly due to his injuries and the quarantine that he's been speaking a lot about. So for him to come out and win and to do so easily in three straight sets, just proved what a great athlete he is and how unstoppable he is on the Australian court.
Who did you think would win going in there, Miwa?
I was a bit skeptical because of Djokovic and how he was speaking about his injuries. I was wondering whether he was going to recover well. But the way he played last game and the way he played this game, if Djokovic is in the zone, he's in the zone, and it's hard to stop him.
That's right, 9 from 9 at Melbourne Park in Grand Slam finals, but 18 Grand Slam titles and counting now, and goodness me, he's on track for a record number of Grand Slams, that's for sure. Do you think one day he'll be remembered as the greatest of all time?
I think that's what he's aiming for. He definitely speaks a lot about his goals to be the best and how he is one of the top threes. Tonight he described himself as one of the three knights. So it'll definitely be a tough challenge to see if he does beat the other two or in what way he does, but no doubt he'll go down in history as one of the best of all time. There's no denying that. There's nothing that could stop that. And it's incredible to see three such amazing players play in one era.
Absolutely. And there was an article just before too as well. We're chatting over the one and only Miwa Bloomer live from Melbourne Park after the Australian Open 2021. Novak Djokovic winning in straight sets over Medvedev in the final there at Rod Laver Arena. An article saying, love him or hate him, he's still the king. Djokovic blitzes hype star for ninth Oz Open. He certainly polarises opinion, doesn't he, the Joker?
He does. You either love him or hate him. He seems to be one of those people. And as he's also mentioned today in the media, it was quite polarising the way people spoke about him over the past few months, even though he might have had the best of intentions. So, you know, it is a bit of a divisive topic, and he is a bit of a divisive person, but there is no doubt that he is one of the greatest, and no one, no article, no person, no opinion can change that.
As you said, he spoke about the mixed emotions after events of the last month there on court in his speech, and thanked Craig Tiley and the like, and rightly so, for an incredible couple of weeks there at the Australian Open 2021. Before we chat about Naomi Osaka there as well, Miwa, who you followed very closely the last couple of weeks and a long time before that as well. Medvedev, what did you make of his performance? He could ill afford to go down a set, let alone two sets to love, which he did, and obviously a straight sets loss in the end for the Russian. What did you put his performance down to? Was it nerves, was it tiredness, or just not handling the occasion, or was Djokovic obviously just too good?
Well, for not my words, but Medvedev's words, is that, you know, today just wasn't his day, and throughout this tournament, he has been impeccable. He has been playing his best. And he said today at the press conference that, you know, he wasn't at his best, but he didn't play badly. And that's certainly what we saw on court today. So I think the pressure, it's his only second finals in the Grand Slam, whereas Djokovic has, as you said, won this many times. So his confidence combined with nerves, the whole setting, I don't think there's any one thing, but I do think he's an incredible athlete and definitely one to watch in future years.
So 9 from 9 at Melbourne Park, as you said too. Medvedev handled it very well after the match there on court, and it was heaping praise on Novak Djokovic, as the rest of the world certainly are as well. 9 from 9 at Melbourne Park for Novak Djokovic in Grand Slam finals there, 18 Grand Slam titles and counting. But Naomi Osaka, Miwa, is now 4 from 4 in Grand Slam finals. Just remarkable what she's been able to do so far in her short but incredible career.
Yeah, she is nothing short of incredible on and off the court. And 4 out of 4, I mean, you can't hope for anything better. And I think she will continue to just prove herself. She's only young, and I think this is the beginning of somewhat of a long career and hopefully a successful one.
Absolutely. Do you think one day, I know it's very early days, but she could possibly be remembered as the best ever on the women's, which is a big call, but she's just got it all.
It is a big call. You have a lot of people that come ahead of her, and obviously Serena, who is still active and playing. But just the way she's playing and her consistency, and she says that's something that she wants to work on, but even her consistency in winning games, such as the one she won yesterday, shows that she is a force to be reckoned with. She maybe unstoppable, but that will be yet to see, and we'll see in the future. But I do think she will be one of the greats.
It was pretty straightforward for Osaka in the final, as expected. No disrespect to Jennifer Brady, who was a more than worthy finalist, Miwa. But what makes Osaka so good, do you think? Her incredible power, pinpoint, time and time again, despite how huge she hits it. She just never misses. It's just amazing.
It is amazing, and I think you'll have to talk to her team about that, who may not reveal all of her secrets, but she obviously works hard. She puts in the hours. She has a great mentality towards the game, and I think with her current team now, she's seemingly quite happy, and I think that definitely helps with her dedication and her attitude towards the game, and that comes across in the way that she handles her emotions.
Just a couple more before I let you go there, Miwa. I really appreciate your time being so generous with it, as always. The one and only Miwa Bloomer, live from Melbourne Park from the Australian Open 2021. You were down at Parliament House yesterday, of course, with Osaka there, and she did mention she's looking for improvement on grass and clay, but obviously soaking up that title there at Melbourne Park was the main thing there yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a great moment for her to obviously celebrate. I think it's important also to have those moments, to take that time to celebrate her achievements and everything else.
And a great story in the men's doubles final, Miwa, earlier today as well.
Yeah, definitely. Look, they were an incredible team. They were a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, they broke records in and of themselves. And on top of that, players had family commitments and kids that were born. So it was all a very special event for them.
Yeah, great to see Dottigan Palasek salute there. But last but not least, how did you find the experience the last couple of weeks? Miwa, of course, the last few days was great to have the crowds back as well. But what did you make of the Australian Open 2021?
Australian Open 2021 was obviously a different one to normal years, with, without crowds, limited numbers, COVID, a pandemic. But I think it was an amazing achievement on Tennis Australia to be able to pull something as grand and as amazing as it's off. It was an incredible experience to sometimes sit in an arena with only media and watch a game in almost complete silence, apart from players' grunts or the drop of a ball. But to have the crowds back, it was amazing. And I think the tennis, especially with players like Naomi Osaka, it's just going to get bigger and more popular, and I'm very excited for years to come.
As you said the other day, it did feel like at times your own private court, but certainly wasn't the case tonight. Thanks so much for your time once again, Miwa, and congratulations to Novak Djokovic and Naomi Osaka, and look forward to chatting again soon. Thanks again.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much.
When you put up $5 million in prize money.
When first prize alone is $2.25 million.
When even the fans can share in half a million. Who wants to win? Everybody.
Everybody.
But Probabil pounces. Arcadia Queen, she is the belle of the ball today.
RSM, your station for the All-Star Mile, the contenders, the connections, the form.
The reaction and the support and the voting this year has been phenomenal.
We're All-Star all the way to the call on Saturday, March 13.
It's set for the $5 million All-Star Mile.
Gets her back and racing.
Dean Lester here. Join me every Friday on The Breakfast Club from 7 a.m. as we try and find your winner.